Rosh Hashanah is on a Shabbos, you'll find that Cheshvan has 30 days, and Kislev also has 30 days, in which case Miketz is always Shabbos Chanukah, and there's no problem. And any other day Rosh Hashanah comes in, Miketz is also Shabbos Chanukah. It's only this way it can happen. As I said, the last time it happened was 20 years ago. Next time is actually in 3 years' time. Next year, 3 years' time is a leap year, right? No, this next year, 3 years' time is a leap year. Right, let us continue. I think it's a leap year, yeah. You're the sixth year this month. So, let's come to the subject. The subject is the famous Maaseh in Perek Gimel of Melachim Aleph about the two Zonos who came to Shlomo HaMelech. It starts off by saying, Vayikatz Shlomo v'hinei chalom. Interesting way to start a subject. And Shlomo HaMelech woke up, and behold, it was a dream. That's how you start it. We don't go through the parsha beforehand telling us about the dream that he had. But it's interesting, when you wake up, it was a dream. You ever get this feeling? You wake up, oh, that's it. It's a dream, I'm in bed. It didn't happen, it's not real. But when the Pasuk says, "V'hinei chalom," it was a dream, it means, ah, that was serious, that was a real dream. When the Pasuk takes two words to say he woke up and it was a dream, it's not trying to tell you it was only a dream, it's telling you that was a proper dream, min ha-shamayim, to tell me what I meant to be told. That's what "V'hinei chalom" means. It was a real dream, not just a load of rubbish. As we're told, what we dream about at night time, for the vast majority of us, is a mixture, a hodgepodge of what we think about during the daytime. Yeah. Yes? Which is why the Ochas Tzadikim says that if a person, everybody gets nevuos in their dreams. Everybody gets nevuos in their dreams. But because we all think such a load of, because I all think such a load of rubbish in my head during the daytime, consequently, at night time, it's all mixed up. So the nevuahs that I get are so confused, I wake up without realizing what was nevuah and what was the load of rubbish. The Orchos Tadikin tells us that if a person works on his mind all day, all week, that he only thinks MS. The only thing that he allows to go through his mind is MS. He only thinks things, everything, what doesn't let his mind go through fabrications, imaginations. He only thinks serious, true things. Then the nevuos he gets in his sleep will be seen clearly. And that person will get nevuos, Ruach HaKodesh, it'll come to him and he'll know clearly what has been said. He will be told what the future is. You know, we have something, in English it's called déjà vu, in French it's called déjà vu. You've seen it before, you see something, oh, I've seen it before. Where have I seen it before? No idea. It's a sense of, you see something, it's been there before. But wait a minute, was it before? In a dream. You're shown the future. But because your dream is a rather good film that you've seen, and a rather good film, however much you like the film, you don't believe it's real. It might be based on a real event, but it's acted. It's Hollywood. That's not reality. If a person only thinks the MS, then what he sees in his dreams will be genuine. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech had. He had V'hinei Chalom. He was 12 years old when he became Melech Yisrael. V'hinei Chalom. This was a real dream, and he realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him something. What had he seen in his dream? HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, what would you like? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Sha'al mo etzen loch. I could tell you one thing. If you ever get the Rabbanu Shalom talking to you in a dream, you know clearly it's the Rabbanu Shalom talking to you. Right? We find with Shmuel HaNovi, when he was a little boy, same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dream tells you something, you get clearly, you're told this is. He went to Eli, Shmuel had a dream, and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him, and Eli said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to you, you say back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what would you like? So here, and Hashem said four words to him, Sha'ol mo'etin loch, Hashem says, ask what I should give you, and little Shlomo, he was 12 years old, he wasn't even bar mitzvah yet. The fascinating thing about Shlomo HaMelech is what happened to him in 4 years. When he was 10, he got married. Don't ask me how, he did. When he was 11, he became the father of Rechavam. When he was 12, he became Melech Yisrael. When he was 13, he was bar mitzvah. 4 years. Interesting series of events of 4 years. Right?
Name of Abarbanel, when he became king, he was 20 years old.
Okay. Now, the Abarbanel is an Achron. He's entitled to say what he says. Yeah. Not disagreeing, but saying that the general opinion that's given by the other Mephoshim is that Shlomo HaMelech was 12 at the time he became Melech Yisrael. Anyway, so he asked for Chochmah. He thought, all the things you can ask for, you see, we are not having dreams. We are in reality. This is real life. If you get a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, what would you like? Well, a new car would help. Yeah? I could refurbish the house, a nice holiday. So basically what we think of, all the things HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, what would you like? But when Shlomo HaMelech gets it, it was the sense of Chochmah. Please give me the Chochmah to be able to look to judge the people correctly, to be able to be a good king. That's what he asked for. And Hashem said to him, because you've asked for the right thing, I'll give you the things that you didn't ask for as well. I'll give you a long life, I'll give you riches, I'll give you... Yeah, don't worry, all these things you'll be given to him. Right, so he wakes up and it's a dream, and it's a real dream. So he goes to Yerushalayim and he brings korbanos, etc., and he makes a mishter. The mishter, they say, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Chochmah. And it's the origin of we have a seal. What do we? We are, must be the only nation in the world. We finish reading a book and we make a party. Who else makes a party when they read a book? It's possible that a university student finishes reading his books, throws the books out, and then makes a party. I finished my books. That's not our sense of it. Hadron Aloch. What's Hadron Aloch? We will return to you. That's the Simcha. I've read this whole book. I've learned this book. I want to go back and read it again. That is our sense of our part in Shlomo HaMelech. Because he had been promised Chochmah, Shlomo HaMelech said, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to make a party. I want to make a mishter for everybody to celebrate what you have given me. Right. And then, Oz Tovono Shtaim Noshim Zonos El HaMelech. Two ladies who were Zonos came to the king. Oh, yeah. What does the word Zono mean? Well, everybody knows the poshut pshat of the word Zono, prostitute. Right? The Mephoshim say differently. I mean, Rochav HaZono, yeah. In Yehoshua, the Gemara in Megillah does talk about that she certainly was, she acted as a prostitute, but she was an innkeeper. Hazones Olam, the same Loshon, Hazon, is that it's possible that a lady innkeeper, the main thing she provided was food. Right? It wasn't a question, she was running a brothel, she was running a hotel. So therefore that was the main thing, and she provided other services as well if people paid for them. Right? That's how it worked. But that's the word Zono. The Zohar HaKadosh says that these two ladies who came were not human at all. The Zohar HaKadosh says they were Shadim. Right? Don't ask me to define what Shadim are. They are spiritual beings, and these ones were too particularly immoral. In other words, with the Kula Yetzirah, I don't know whether a Shade has a Yetzirah. A Shade has a personality. And that's the personality of the Shade as it came into this world, was to be a lady prostitute. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that's who they were. That's the Zohar HaKadosh. And in addition, you find the word Zono about a Kohen. Isho Zono v'chalololo yikocho. Right? And we know very well that the word Zono, when the Torah uses it regarding a Kohen marrying, a Kohen having any relationship with, is not, does not have to be, and I can show you both ways round. Chas v'sholom, lo oleinu, take an 85-year-old Rebbetzin, who's been kept Torah mitzvahs, I mean, a moral woman, amoral, not amoral. She's been a lady who's kept Torah mitzvahs, everything throughout her life. And a drunken Nazi rapes her. Chas v'sholom. Nobody would blame her in the slightest, but if she was married to a Kohen, he'd have to divorce her. She would never be allowed to marry a Kohen. Niver lo l'posel lo, says the Gemara. Never lot of somebody's possible to her, and nobody's going to blame her. Nobody will blame him either. He was a drunken Nazi. Not going to blame him. He was shikker at the time. Didn't realize what he was doing. You think he had a typer for an 85-year-old woman? And yet, Nifalol Apostolos says that's the din. And in the same way, if a Jewish woman decided to act as a professional prostitute, but she made sure that every single man she did zanus with was a yid. Every single man was a yid, and she is not a married woman herself. So it's, in other words, everyone is a Yiddish man. She does not become a zonah. Not nibbalot apostolot. The fact that she's not keeping taras hamishpacha, the fact she's a kadeshah, makes no difference. Was there an act of Beol apostle? The answer was there was not. So in other words, you would say, 100%, everybody would say, that woman is a zonah, she's a prostitute. And yet, al pi halacha, she'd be mutaris lakohen, because she wasn't nibbalot apostolot. Right, so these two women came along, Batamod lefonov stood in front of Shlomo HaMelech Matomer, Hoeshoach, as one said, Be Adonai, and beside, they both had children. And Evo Yeshua Zos Yoshua by several. We were living in the same house, but a lady of Aboyis. And the Mepharshim also ask on this. It's very strange. Zonos are not known for the children they had. Okay, maybe the contraception in those days was different to nowadays. Maybe, but the point is there seems to be a concern about their children. So, for a lady of Aboyis, and I gave birth with her in the same house. On the third day, Lilithi, after I had the baby, on the third day, usually means when it comes into Nach, the third day means 2 days later. Vayom HaShlishi, Biyosom Koavim, with Bris Mila, is 2 days later, not three. So then, in other words, the din, when the Mishnah in Shabbos talks about Vayom HaShlishi, about washing a baby with hot water, Yom HaShlishi means a baby born on a Thursday can be washed on Shabbos. It's not Wednesday to Shabbos, it's Thursday to Shabbos. So Yom HaShlishi means the third day starting from, if today is the first day something happens, the third day is 2 days' time, not 3 days' time. So what happened? The third day, Vatele Gam Yeshua Azos, and this lady as well, she also had a baby. We're together in Zorit on Babayis. There was nobody else with us in the house. Only us. And again, the fortune point out, no husbands around. Well, that may be because as Zonos, they didn't have husbands. Right? So there's nobody around, no man around. Whoever was the father of the children is not around. So the next thing says, there's no Edim around. And Masudas points out, there were no Edim. If there were Edim around, then you could say whose baby, which baby, what they looked like, etc. Right. So Vayomos Benu Eshozos Laila, and this the lady's baby, the second one, the one who had the baby 2 days later, her baby died the night after it was born. Asher Shochmo Olov, because she lay on him, she smothered the baby to death. Obviously, not intentionally. But nobody had taught her how to look after a baby or where to put a baby, but she had the baby with her in bed, and she must have turned over, lay on the baby, and the baby died. That's the ma'aser. Asher shochmo olov. Now, there's no illness. It wasn't a question of illness. You couldn't examine the baby and see the baby was ill. It wasn't ill. It smothered to death within, how long did it take? When a baby's deprived of oxygen, how long is it going to take? So, batokom besocha lailo. She got up during the night. So she took my baby, took my son. I was asleep at the time. And she took my baby and put my baby on her breast, on top of her, rather than this time she wasn't going to kill a second baby. And then she took her own dead baby and put him on me while I was still asleep. Right, so I wasn't aware what happened. Volkumba Boker. What happened? Volkumba Boker, I got up in the morning, Lahini Kespani, to feed my child. Bene Mace, the baby was dead. Vesponeni, I looked at him carefully, Baboker. Bene Lahayo Bene, I say, that's not my baby. I can tell you, but it's only my word for it. Why are you going to believe me? So that's what she said. The Hoyo Bani was not the baby Asher Yolodti. Yeah, the Malbim says that she noticed straight away it wasn't her own. She looked carefully, The Malbim says that my baby was older, was a few days older, and it was easier to identify. So that's what she said. I could tell. I'm telling you, my own word for it. You couldn't prove it. There's nobody else around. So therefore, Batoma Reshoa Acheris. So the other lady said, Lochi is not true. So Bani Hachai Uvnei Chameis. My son is alive, yours is dead. Vazosamres, the other one says, Lochi, no, not true. Bnei Chameis Uvnei Achoi. And they spoke like that in front of the king. They each repeated themselves. And we learn as one mitzvah from there that in your inner din Torah, when you've said what you have to say, say it again, clearly, so that the Dayanim won't make a mistake. Having said, after all, in a din Torah, you have two people arguing, but then they should themselves repeat. When they finish, I am saying that. My taina is as follows. And the other one should say the same. Their taina, and once they've said their tainas, that's the final thing they're saying. Good. And now the king, Vayomer HaMelech, the king says, Zoso Meresia Bnei Achai Bnei Chameis. This one says, mine is alive and yours is dead. Zoso Meres Lochi, no, not true. Bnei Chameis Bnei Achai. Other way around. Yep. I mean, there is the fact that it was put in a different order. One lady actually said, my child is alive, yours is dead. And the other one said, no, yours is dead, mine is alive. It is said that Shlomo HaMelech, he had the first suspicion of what the truth was by the way they put it. One of them put it in a negative way. You'd think that to a mother, the most important thing, my child's alive. But no, Shlomo HaMelech repeated. You say, the words you said, that your child is dead, mine is alive. In other words, the important thing is, yours is dead. That's what she's trying to say. That's the important one. The other one is not so important. So that gave Shlomo HaMelech the first hint of, she seems to be more concerned about what damage she can do to the other one than what she could get for herself. One woman is more concerned about my baby. And the other one, no, you. That's the way it goes. But again, this isn't a proof. This is merely a hint to Shlomo HaMelech as to precisely who is telling the truth and not. It's a hint. So what did he do? Vayomer HaMelech, and the king said, the king himself, the very fact that he repeated it as well, the Dayanim have got to do that. When the Dayanim have heard, the Dayanim, or the Rosh HaDayanim, the head of the Dayanim, should repeat both sides. You say that, A, B, C, D. You say E, F, G, H. The Dayanim should repeat both sides in order to that there's no confusion afterwards. This is what... And if they don't disagree, now the Dayanim can say, now we're going to go and discuss it. If you go outside, we can discuss it. We're clear. We all agree what has been said by both sides. So the king said, Vayomer HaMelech Yichuli Chorev Vayoviyu HaCherev Bnei HaMelech. The king said, bring me a sword. And they brought a sword. I saw that one of the Mephoroshim says on this, that Shlomo HaMelech, A, had Ruach HaKodesh already, before he said that. Please believe that in no way is a Dayan allowed to play games in Beis Din. This idea was brilliant, but it was not the right way to go about it. It only worked because Shlomo HaMelech had Ruach HaKodesh. The Mephoshim say that Shlomo HaMelech didn't say it until he'd already told a few people around, I think she's telling the truth, but she isn't. But I can't prove it, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to try a particular unusual way, and we'll startle them and see what happens. In other words, he already told a few people quietly before we started, saying, fetch me a sword. It wasn't a question of in front of everybody. Yeah? It's, as I said, it sounds crazy. One of the Mephoshim says it's only because Shlomo HaMelech was 12 years old. He could get away with it at the age of 12. He wouldn't have done it at any other age. You wouldn't have done it had you been older. It's not the way to do it. Yes? I mean, just think of the stupidity of it. Yeah? Somebody disagrees with what I'm saying. So I take out a knife and say, come here. What kind of stupidity is this? It's not the way you behave. He's in Meshuggah. But Shlomo HaMelech, it works, as you'll see. So anyway, so he took the sword and he wanted the Abarbanel said he wanted to see what would happen. Clearly, he had already said what the truth was. He felt the truth was. It was merely the need to prove it. So, Vayomer, the Abarbanel says, another point. If that woman, if it's true, she killed her own baby in her sleep, albeit Chas v'Shalom was b'shogeg, she didn't intend to kill it, but having caused the death creates a bloodlust in a neshama. If a person causes death, that's the effect it will have. In which case, he wanted to see what are her feelings towards death. So Barmanel says she will be happy to see another child killed. And Matuda says, he told the people, as I said, the sword was only to prove it. So, Vayomer HaMelech, the king says, Gizras hayeled achai l'shnayim, chop, cut the living child into two. And he explained it nicely. The Midrash says he explained it. He said, a baby's got two hands, baby's got two feet. Yeah? What we do is just do it fairly, come on. You're both arguing over, both say the same thing. We'll cut the baby exactly down the middle. You'll have half each. What's the problem? Right? But the point was to arouse a shock in the people. What is going to happen here? The sugar. That same as saying you argue over a car. Let's divide the car in half. You take two wheels, I'll take two wheels. It's the sugar. You wouldn't sugar with a car. Chas v'Shalom with a human being. Anyway, so he does this. Right, Vatomer Oishon, Asher Beno Achai, the mother of the living child, says to the king, and it doesn't say clearly which one. It would seem to be that the one with the older child was the one who had a living child, the one with the older one. It seemed to be she was telling it, but it's not clear from the answer as precisely which one it was. The one whose child was alive didn't say the one who's got the older child. We could identify it. If the Pasuk had said the older child, then that would be easy. But the Pasuk doesn't say it. It says the one whose child was living. Ki nichmaru rachameho al b'no. Because her rachamim, her compassion was aroused over her child. But at home she said, be Adoni, please. My master, tnu lo sayolodachai. Give her the living child. For meisel to be so. Don't kill him. Chas v'Shalom, don't kill him. Vezoso Meris, and the other one said, Gamli Gamloch lo yeah gezoru. Neither mine, neither yours. Chop him in half. That's it, fair's fair. The very fact, what's worse? The fact that Shlomo HaMelech can say chop it in half, or that one of the mothers can say, I agree. Think of it. Shlomo HaMelech is a melech. And he is already somebody who David HaMelech has appointed his son to be the king. You've got more respect for what this 12-year-old boy is going to do than you're going to have respect for a mother. Have you ever heard a mother say, no problem, okay, chop it in half, chop the baby in half. You'd be more scared. You saw a mother saying that about a baby. You take the mother and seize her straight away. What kind of a murderess is she? A woman to talk like that. So what happened? Vayana Melech Vayomen, the king spoke up and said, "Tnu lo asayolo dachai, give her the living one, for me son to be so, and don't kill him. He imo, she is his mother." Rashi says, "He imo was not Shlomo HaMelech speaking. A baskol min hashomayim, a baskol came down from heaven. Everybody could hear that Hakadosh Baruch Hu agreed with Shlomo HaMelech that is the real mother." Once he had done what he did, and that gave everybody a tremendous sense of simcha. Vayishmu kol Yisrael es ha-mishpat, asher shamat ha-melech. They heard the case, the justice that he had judged. Vayira'u mipnei ha-melech. They were afraid of the king. Ki ro'u ki chochmas elokim b'kirbo lasas mishpat. Because they saw that the wisdom of Hashem was inside him to make mishpat. Vayistois, what was the point about it? Was that you go to a judge, you think You get a good barrister. Yeah, the barrister knows how to twist the law around, and that judge, he can be fooled. He's a human being. Yeah, he's a nice judge, but you can fool him. With somebody like Shlomo HaMelech, age 12, you realise this man can't be fooled. He's got Chokhmas Elokim. And everybody, number one, the Rishoyim realise that if you get taken out in front of his court, you haven't got a chance. And that everybody else realizes, Baruch Hashem, there'll be less, there won't be any rishus around. The whole nation will be looked after better because they'll all know that we've got a king who is immutable. When he says it's correct, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the right answers. And as a result, HaYamelech Shlomo Melech al Kol Yisrael. One more word, the word Kol. He was a Melech over Kol Yisrael. The Radak points out that Shlomo HaMelech, it was 12 years old, and the whole nation accepted him as king. David HaMelech was king. Shmuel HaNovi had said David would be king. But when he was king, only Shevet Yehuda accepted him. For 7 years, he wasn't the only king. Ishbosheth was the king as well, because Abner made him the king, Shevet Binyamin. For 7 years, there were two kings. It took 7 years till David was accepted by everybody. But here, Shlomo was accepted straight away, and there was a gross simcha to the whole of Klal Yisrael.
What's the connection with that Torah that
dream? Paro's dreams.